This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MATT. Cheap Flights Fares. Book your flight tickets and save big, up to $40 off any air ticket with code MMAFIT40. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 671.
671.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, every show. By our fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? The petrol?
A little water.
Straight petrol?
I'm old. I got to take care of this body. Put some H2O in it.
Some high quality H2Os.
That's right.
And the water boy helping you out.
That's right. We were just talking before we started. I spent some time out, quite a bit of time outdoors today. And it was like the weather here in Chicago is kind of like southern, like Georgia, which is just freaking balmy and hot and humid and stifling, and I think it knocked the snot out of me.
It's so brutal.
I'm slow, you know. So
I feel like once you walk outside, you take a 10% hit to energy right as soon as that heat yep. hits you. You're like, holy shit, what is happening out here?
Yep. So what's new, Matt? Yes. Should we talk a little UFC?
Yes, UFC 304. Which I think started at midnight their time, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think the main event went off at like 5 in the morning, 5:36 a.m. their time. See, it's making you tired. Just thinking about
midnight. I'm like, that's late.
It's super late.
I was just telling my son, he's like, oh, I'm starting to get into MMA. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's like, maybe I can watch it with you sometime. I'm like, you know, here's the thing. I want to do that. But these days, I don't know if I can make it to the end of a UFC on the actual night that it's being broadcast. Maybe the next morning. That'd be good.
Yeah. It's always nice to sit down with a fresh cup of coffee and you can watch it. And like, hey, man, think fresh, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. We're going to start with the main event. Leon Edwards, Belal Muhammad 2.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of grappling. A lot of grappling. Muhammad, you know, working his game plan. A lot of takedowns. I think he had like 106 takedowns.
I was going to say at least 72, if not 106.
That was a lot of takedowns. And Edwards had really no answer for any of that. You know, he ended up winning the decision, Muhammad.
This one. Did you like when he spiked him?
Oh, yes.
His brain?
That just didn't look healthy. Like, I'm like,
no.
If I could pick between someone doing something to me and not doing, I would choose not to have someone spike me on my head.
Yeah, I think I'd rather take a kick to the balls, like a swift kick to the balls, than getting spiked on your head. Because that looks like a spine injury all day long.
Yeah.
It's like when you post your arm on the takedown and they blow their arm out.
Like, yeah, and when I was watching it, I was like even thinking like, wow, this reminds me of like when Khabib used to fight, you know, just throw guys around and then they said it. And I was like, oh, okay, there it is. Like it was totally like that. Just, you know.
And he's been training with Khabib. So hence the style. I got a cough. I'm going to mute myself for a second.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Do you know that he's from Chicago, right?
Yeah, he said he's putting Chicago back on the map, but I didn't hear where he was training at in Chicago.
I think he used to train at Rufus Sports, from what I recall, reading about him.
I didn't know they had one in Chicago. I thought they were Milwaukee. Maybe the original is in Milwaukee, and then they affiliated out to Chicago.
Oh, you're right. Rufus, Chicago Fight Team. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's from Chicago, so good on him.
That's wild, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I gave him no chance in this fight either because I thought Leon's striking was going to pick him apart.
We jinxed Leon. Sorry about that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We both picked him, and that usually goes poorly. So.
Usually. Sometimes, yes, yeah, sometimes no. So. And I think Belal was fucking with Leon too, saying, well, I think it's going to be about 3 years before you get to see a rematch, because I think that's what he did to Belal, Leon did. So we'll see. Let's move to the one of the better fights. Heavyweight fight. Aspinall, Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah, what was your take on that? It didn't last very long.
No, and again, it's the speed of Aspinall. He's
Fast.
very fast at the heavyweight division. And he got hit initially. He took a couple shots from Blaydes, and then he fucking cracked him with a right hand, dropped him, and then he was like on his back, just raining blows, gets the KO win. And the one thing I want to step back.
I think it was
Go
an
ahead.
early stoppage. I think
Yeah, I think so
they
too.
should have let that go.
Especially in Aspinall's
Well,
hometown,
Blades looked like he was getting up, and I don't know if he would have made it to his feet or not, but I would have liked to see what happens,
sure. Let
just in
him get
case.
up. But
Yeah.
you want to make things definitive
Yes.
and not have question marks about, like, oh, was this early? I think I lean towards late stoppage more than early stoppage because at least you know that shit was done and it was done proper. Let's see. So Aspinall is some weird stats. So he's got 18 pro MMA fights for a total of 40 minutes of fight time now,
Oh, wow.
meaning he has the record, and I'll pull this up, for the shortest fight time in the UFC. Let me find him because it's 2 minutes and 2 seconds. And I'll share the screen here. Average fight time. I like,
Wow.
yeah, like. People aren't even fighting anymore.
Is that all weight classes or just heavy?
Yes,
Okay, wow.
all. It's weird. Todd
Oh, Ronda
Duffy's on
Rousey,
the
yeah.
list.
Of course.
Well, does that mean because he usually gets knocked out?
I mean, yeah,
He's on
totally.
the short end of that stick, but
Yes. You win some, you
pretty
lose
fucking
some.
impressive, right?
He looked fantastic. I mean, I did not expect him to handle blades like that.
No. And I heard he's a fucking trickster, so he's not really dipping his hands into petrol. He's just fucking around and been doing it in water. So that sneaky bitch, I lost some respect for him because I thought, man, that's some crazy shit. And I could get behind a guy that dips his hands in petrol. I can't even say it right. Petrol. There you go.
Petrol,
Thank you.
gas,
Yes.
as the
Gasoline.
Americans like to call the gas.
Yeah, that's easier to say. And then after a fight, Aspinall was proposing a tournament for one night, a heavyweight tournament. He
Ooh.
said, how about himself, Tom Aspinall, versus Alex Pereira? And then we have the John Jones versus Stipe Miocic. And then after that, the winners face off. So you have two fights in one night.
I'm on board. Let's do it.
Yeah, you probably need a backup or two because every once in a while, shit goes awry. And even when you win, you fucked yourself up in the process. But
Yeah, especially at heavyweight, right? So
yeah. Yeah.
I like it though. I was a huge fan of all those heavyweight tournaments and Strikeforce and
Yeah.
Bellator and all that. Like it's the shit. I'm a fan.
Yeah, and I think the UFC would be smart to change some shit up a little bit and
Like
try something different, you know.
Pride rules, bring back Honor Arlovski.
I've been
I mean,
waiting forever.
I don't
Pride
know.
rules. I stopped asking for it because I asked for it for fucking ever since they bought Pride. I mean, it was in the goddamn video game. The
I think
THC or THQ
it
fucking video
was.
game
They should
where you
fight
can
in a
choose
ring.
Pride rules.
It should be a ring,
Yes.
not a cage.
And just do one event a year.
Yep.
Remember, they asked the fighters, would you like to fight Pride rules? Everyone was like, yes, let me have a shot at that. Holy shit. Because, but now at this time, I don't even know if there's that many fighters that even fought in Pride that are even active anymore.
Right.
Like, we're almost out of the sport. So, let's do some of this shit. Other fight. Let's see. Paddy Pimblett. And I'm not calling him King. I don't give a fuck if he changes his name. His name is Bobby Green. What'd you
Bobby
think
Green.
about that fight?
Well, can I just show you what happened as the result? I have the picture. Are we allowed to
Yeah,
show that?
you show pictures.
So here he is, King getting submitted while he's sleeping, and
Oops.
that doesn't look good right there.
That's healthy.
Looks bad. Looks
He'll
bad.
put
So
he'll be playing a piano tomorrow.
Pimlet, looking really, really fantastic in this fight. Fast, just jiu-jitsu game was really strong. Had him in like a bunch of different submissions for a minute and then locked this up. It was like a triangle
Did.
slash arm bar.
Yeah, he started with a guillotine off a takedown and then
Yep.
transition to the triangle and then grab that arm for good luck. Like, I'll take that home with me.
Ouchies.
But I think he looked like really composed in there,
He did.
which was weird because he sometimes, you know, fighting in your home area, you're not always can go good or can go bad, but he looked very calm and good on him, man. Because everyone keeps counting him out. You know, it's hard to gauge that guy. Like, is he
It
good?
is.
Is he not? Because he like blows up to a heavyweight and then he fucking cuts back
Shrinks back
down.
down.
Like, I'm in
Yes.
season, I'm off season. What are
Right.
you doing? So, yeah, good on him. And then Dana White was it. There was a weird scenario. So I guess for this event, he had raised the bonuses to 100,000.
Yeah, and he was really mad about
Yeah, and
it.
now he said, "I'm done raising the bonuses from 50,000." Here's his direct quote. He said, "You can thank everyone on this card for that. Nobody fought any harder. There was no sense of urgency. Holy shit, I want the 100,000. Seven straight fucking decisions. I don't know. Maybe don't start the card at midnight. Don't you think maybe that had a little to do with it? Maybe guys are a little fucking tired."
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, he did give Pimblett 200 grand.
Yeah, I wonder
Like,
why.
he got,
He's the golden boy now.
yes, he gets extra money anytime.
Yeah.
But I agree. I mean, these different fight times and everything, it's just crazy. And these guys are the guys coming from the US, fine, but the people in the UK, who the fuck's gonna fight at midnight? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
So,
I saw so many pictures of fans in the stands sleeping because it's 5 a.m. their time with, you know, main event
yeah.
starting. That's
Yep.
good luck with that.
Ridiculous.
Do you have any more for the card?
Let me see. I don't think so. Is there anything? Oh, no. Nope. That's for the UFC itself. I have nothing.
All right,
So,
let's do a little sponsor action then.
yes.
We'll do a little, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. If you want to be as hard as a summer day is long, then get yourself a Blue Chew and bring the summer heat and a
Yes.
hard schlong. How's that?
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. Simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within a few days. And they're also made in the USA, prepared and shipped
Woohoo!
directly to your door. And the best part, everything's done on the internet. No doctor visits, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night. You can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
That's right. And with Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you.
And this episode is also sponsored by Gentle Bands. Gentle Bands makes reimagined, handcrafted bands for men. And I got one right here.
Ooh, fancy.
My neck. Let's see if I can get it up there.
For your band,
I'm
that
gonna
guy.
have to probably post a separate image so you can see said ring hanging from
Fancy.
my neck. But I chose the Helios band because I want one with a unique material in it, like this one. This has meteorite and dinosaur bone in it. And then, yeah, that's right. And I also chose the somersault cufflinks, which are made with copper and abalone shell. If I can get that up there,
Shit, man. I
sounds
feel like
pretty
you need a
sweet.
sword and like a shield with all this.
I
Like,
know, right?
who's
Ready to go to work.
ready to go? The ring
Yeah.
and cufflinks both come from the Athlos collection. This collection is a tribute to the upcoming Olympics, which are happening right now, and
That's
celebrates
right.
the eternal spirit of sports that people have developed over centuries. We chose Athlos as our collection name, which is a Greek word meaning a contest or competition, encompassing any kind of feat or challenge. Each ring designed is inspired by legendary gods and titans of Greek mythology. There might be situations where wearing the ring on the hand can be inconvenient. That's why they developed the chain as an alternative solution. It serves as both a stylish accessory and a complement to the ring. This enables people to keep this meaningful gift and commitment close to them at all times.
That's right. And I got a great looking band here. And Gentle Bands has a ton of options to choose from. So go to gentlebands.com and use promo code MMA25, which saves you 25% off your order. They are also offering free engraving on your band, too. That's gentlebands.com, code MMA25 for 25% off your order.
Yes.
Just like that.
I love it.
The show.
What do we want to talk about? So let's see. I'll start with the big news for John Jones that the Association of Boxing Commissions and Combative Sports has officially removed one of the most unpopular rules in the sport of mixed martial arts, aka also known as the 12-6 elbow, has now been removed as illegal. So you can do it now. And they're going to overturn John Jones's loss. No, they're not. Just kidding.
No.
He's a little bitter.
The rules were different, yeah.
And John writes on Twitter, undefeated then, undefeated now. Dana White, we got to get that loss out of the history books. It's not going to happen.
It's not.
It was a no contest, wasn't it? Was it a no contest?
Yeah, it was a no contest.
Yeah.
The other thing they changed was the definition of a grounded opponent. It's changed. Yes. So now it says a fighter shall be considered grounded and may not be legally kneed or kicked to the head when any part of their body other than their hands or feet is in contact with the canvas. So basically that means if they try any of the gaming of the system, if your hands and feet are both on there, you could be on all fours. You can knee someone in the head and kick them in the fucking head, which is pretty sweet. And there's also another strike that got approved. Well, it's a 12-6 elbow, but Eric McGracken on Twitter posted this. So there's a technique in Muay Thai where there's a jumping downward elbow. So now this is a legal technique.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that before?
No, because that's a 12-6, but it's standing.
That looks nasty.
Fuck yeah. So this is going to change some shit up because that... The bigger thing is a guy with his hands and feet on the ground. There's no more gaming. You're going to get fucked up. So I expect to see way, way more knockouts and people got to be, you're going to have to change how you train. Because a lot of these people like, they're like, oh, I got to get a hand down. I got two hands down. You're going to sleep now.
That's right.
You're going to sleep.
Nighty night, bitches.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Oh, it's exciting.
Fuck yeah. And what else? I think Matt Hamill challenged John Jones to a rematch also.
Yikes.
What did he say? What was the direct quote? Oh, let's cut this to the chase. I know he's talking to Dana White. I know you're desperate to get John Jones an undefeated record. I see how you want to profit from that. Is also why you bail him out of all other things. How about a rematch? I'll be happy to fight him for a heavyweight title. If I beat him, I want a UFC belt. Let me know if Stipe Miocic backs out. I'll take short notice. Just remember, he already lost to me. Not technically.
Is he even still fighting?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but hey, you know. Good luck with that, Matt. That's all I can say.
I don't think it's going to go well for him.
No. And did you see the poster for UFC 309? Here you go.
Ooh, well, this
Jones
is weird.
Stipe. Yeah.
What is this?
First smile ever on a poster, Ingo. This cannot be real.
There's no way. Yeah, why is he so happy?
Because he knows it's his retirement match.
He's like, I'm getting paid all the money for this one.
Yeah, and then I'm out. And then I'll fight Matt Hamill if he wants to catch the smoke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
Ronda Rousey announces.
Ooh,
now things are starting to make sense why she was in the news all over, because yes, she wanted this news to be relevant.
Does she have a new bar of soap coming out? The Ronda Rousey?
She's pregnant with second child.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was going to be selling. Is she selling that child? Like, what is she selling, Ingo?
No.
She's promoting safe sex.
No, she has some sort of comic book that she was promoting, and she's saying that basically, here, I wonder if I can just show you this. This
yeah,
would be
good.
Fine. Where's she at? Here we go. Here she is, looking very
ooh
baby bumpish.
But she's looking fitter than normal for being pregnant, looking at her guns. Like, she looks fit.
Yeah.
Because we've seen her blow up. Remember, I think it was one of the EA UFC video games when they were doing the capture, stop capture motion or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And she was very portly in that. I'm like, whoa.
What a word.
What happened there?
I love that word. That's the best.
Like, man, she's off the wagon or on the wagon. I don't know what they do, but she looked large and in charge. UFC this weekend. Let me pull up this card.
Oh, boy.
Link wants to work here. Here we go. It's not bad. We've got Corey Sandhagen versus Nurmagomedov. They seem to be a lot of those. So you got number 2 versus 10. Then you got that pirate guy fighting. We got Marlon, Chito Vera, Davison Figueroa.
That should be a good one, yeah.
And here you go. Tony Ferguson. Michael Chiesa.
Okay.
Mackenzie Dern. Lupe Agorines. And then it just kind of goes off the rails from there. But you know.
So this is a free card, right? I mean, it's
for a free card, solid. It's solid. You got a lot of ranked fighters fighting. And then this Ferguson Chiesa fight. Oh, my God. Might have to put some money down. Not on Ferguson. I think that one's safe.
Chiesa by submission is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. It ain't good for Ferguson, but, you know. What else is happening?
Well, okay. So they announced the UFC 305 card,
okay,
which is going to be, let me show you this. I want to talk about 305 and then 306 right
sure.
after. Because I think it's cool. So anyways, so UFC 305, which one is it happening? It's August 17th. Dricius du Plessis, Adesanya. You got, I don't know who this is, Steve Erceg versus Kai Kara France, Tai Tuivasa. This should be a ball banging fight right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about this.
About 10 seconds.
I'm very excited about this.
Another
so, you know, obviously a heavy Australian fight card and some China because they're all hanging out over there.
Yeah.
But looking pretty solid for like a pay-per-view, like nothing crazy. What I really want to talk about is UFC 306, which they just announced the full lineup. So we've got Sean O'Malley versus Dvalishvili, Alexa Grasso, Shevchenko, Brian Ortega, Lopez, and you kind of go from there. It starts to get a little thinner as we go. I wanted to know your opinion on this card in that did you expect it to be a little more than what we get in?
Maybe? Yeah, it's fucking dog shit. Where you're spending 17, 20 million on the production or whatever the video screen is going to do. And then out of that card, there's about 2 fights that are worthy of being on there. But I feel like that should be your UFC 200, your UFC 100. This is a one and done opportunity. And I think you're fleecing the fans at this point. You know,
it's bullshit.
You got to offer more.
Here's the kicker too, which is the long version. I wanted to get to this story is that the Canelo Alvarez fight is up against the UFC 306 that night, which is like Dana is fucking pissed because he's saying, why do you have to have the fight on the same night? And it sounds like that's what's going to go down. Because
he was pissed at T-Mobile because they're hosting it. And he's like, we were a good partner of theirs. What the fuck? I'm like, well, you also chose to go to the Sphere, but aren't they the same property? Doesn't MGM own all that shit anyway?
I think so. Sounds right.
So who knows? But yeah, it's weird because it's obviously going to hurt, but it's going to hurt both of them by having the fight on the same night. Just have it on a fucking different night.
It's pretty stupid. I mean, why compete?
And especially for the Hispanic fans, you're going to order fucking Canelo way more than you're going to order this UFC. Right. And that's what I think he was hoping to get. So it really is going to cut into the UFC, especially if he's spending that $20 million. You know, I get it. It makes sense to be angry.
Yeah.
Did you see
Go ahead.
No.
No.
I was gonna say,
you go.
Okay. Well, I was gonna flip over to the Olympics. Did you see Snoop Dogg is at the Olympics
Yes.
and he's been doing the judos over there. Training the judos. Snoop Dogg doing judos.
So damn tall.
I know. And he's like 60. Oh my God, Snoop, you're hurting me with your judo.
He's got the white belt. I mean, you know.
Yes. He's so awkward. He's just so gangly out there.
I love that he's wearing socks.
He's doing work. And who else was at the Olympics? I think Flavor Flav. I don't know which team he's sponsoring. Is it the women's water polo?
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that. But he's supporting one of the teams and hoping to get them more sponsors because I think he was saying that a lot of the ladies on whatever the team is, they have to work like three jobs to be able to make a living. We can't
They
just
do.
be I don't know if that rule is still in, but I guess you can't get a salary or something. I forgot what it was.
No.
Like as an
Yeah.
you're an amateur athlete, so you can't get paid or something. There's
Well,
some kind of weird ruling.
we were looking up like what do they get paid for winning these medals, right? And
It's
U.S.
dog
barely
shit.
pays anybody anything, and other countries like a couple hundred grand for winning a gold, where U.S. it's like $37,000 if you win the gold. Now, of course, there's like
That's nothing.
sponsorship that comes with it and stuff, but
Sure.
like if you get silver or bronze, no one is fucking like you're not getting. It's either gold or nothing, and you know
Yeah.
they
You're
work
either
so
first or
hard.
last, is what I've heard.
Exactly, just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I've been watching the women's gymnastics this weekend, and I think those chicks are nuts. I don't understand how they do some of the things they do. It's crazy. Flying through the air, like
Yeah.
it's bananas. So
Exactly. What else is happening?
let me see. I have a brutal like nose break. You want to see that?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. I got to make sure the sound's off. So here's a fight from Bare Knuckle on Ryzen over the weekend. Dazen. So check out this nose. When she gets up, I think that looks bad. Does this remind you
Yeah,
of any? Does
Rich
this?
Franklin.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's like, that's not good.
Like, something's not right.
Yeah, it looks
My
really bad.
coccyx is off center.
Yes. So that's what I got, the nose
Nice.
break.
I'm trying to think what to pull up. I want to see. Let's pull up this list. ESPN. Okay, I'll share the screen here for a second. So they did like a top MMA. Best MMA fighter of the 21st century. I don't know what the fuck that means. Are we talking just overall? But basically, the top 10 is John Jones, GSP, Anderson Silva, Demetrius Johnson, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Fedor, Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell, BJ Penn, Kamaru Usman. So, what do you think about that list?
21st century, John Jones, GSP, Anderson. I'm on board with the first three. They should be on the list
Yeah.
for sure. I mean, who are we missing?
Well, it depends. Like, how do you determine best? Are you just looking at record? Are you looking at pay-per-view sales? Like, what does best mean? That's where I struggle with the definition because best could mean pay-per-view sales, best woman. Like, where is Cyborg? She's not one of the best MMA fighters of the 21st century. Where is
Cyborg.
Conor McGregor? Like you could potentially say Ronda Rousey. Depends what your criteria is. If you're just like I would put Conor on there. I don't think Demetrius Johnson's four. I don't give a fuck. He
Mighty
can be
Mouse,
on the
yeah.
list, but he's like 10.5. Randy Couture doesn't belong on there. I don't think Usman definitely doesn't. BJ, I think it's a stretch to be on there.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of his, but I agree, kind of a stretch. Who the hell are we missing? Definitely just Fedor. The Fedor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the criteria needs to be more clear. Like, other than
like, how what? What's your how are you
best,
defining this?
Best at what exactly?
Undefeated for 17 years or whatever.
You know,
like, yeah. Where's Jose Aldo? Right, like,
good
he's
point.
You're telling me he's not
yeah,
on that
yeah.
fucking list? Come on. So you got to, I think ESPN needs to define. I think we got to start. You got to define what best is, and then we can dissect exactly which way you want to go with that.
I agree. That makes total sense.
I had brought up Connor, and I knew this tweet was going to get deleted, so luckily I fucking screenshotted that before he fucking deleted this. So I think Khabib, I want to say he was having all sorts of issues with Russia, like something with, like, he owes Russia $3 million, and now I think they confiscated like $900,000 from him, and I think they said he can't leave Russia. I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on. So McGregor, like, direct messaged him on one of these fucking things, and he said, a brother, I just put in to buy your family home off the government because you can't afford. I plan on taking a big smelly Irish shit there. So
Jesus,
it's got this Happy Gilmore Shooter McGavin vibe where he buys the grandma's house and fucks him over.
Oh man. What
so I don't know if this is legit, if he can do that, but that's pretty fucking awesome if he can. There's a lot of hate there. This guy, because he goes on these crazy, I don't know if he's on like cocaine rampages where he just tweets off a bunch of shit and then he fucking deletes it.
I think he does.
The
or
smart
maybe
of us know this and
the
screen
media
capture
company
it.
Or something, but I think it's him. He's just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not better than me. You never beat me. Oh, he did. And then they jumped the cage like animals and attacked him, like his teammates. Savages, Ingo, but savages.
Total savage.
What else is happening?
Well, I have this wrestling move which I want to show you that I'm not sure what you call this, but I found this, and
okay.
I'm not gonna share sound because who knows, but I'm just curious, what is this wrestling move exactly?
Ooh, nice.
He smacks him,
not
him
to a
back,
guy,
and then he's like, yeah, do it again, bam, bam.
Yeah. Give it to him.
What is this? And it's like smacking the guy in the face with your cup.
Totally not gay. I hope he has a cup on.
Not gay.
No, totally not gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing, Ingo. Confusing. That's why I don't watch that sport. It's sports entertainment. It's not a real sport.
Agreed.
Tommy Toehold made a post. He said, I asked AI what the Tommy Toehold show would look like if someone with actual talent had created it instead of me. Here's an approximation of what you all could have had instead of my South Park looking ass. He's a little jacked.
Jesus.
He's out of juice.
That guy kind of could be is that you? What is that?
About 3 weeks. That's neither here nor there.
You'd be like,
like, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's see. Scanning. Did you see Bruce Buffer has got a new Cologne? I don't know if we've talked about this. Nina Drama is posting this up. Let me turn the sound off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
What's
it's
happening?
time
it's time.
Fucking Cologne,
I wonder what apparently. It smells like
ass, straight ass, that's my guess. 65-year-old man ass. After he's announced an event and done, he's got to pull off the Buffer 360 again and blow out all his ACLs
for Noche UFC.
Yeah, the like Sphere. This should be his last fucking thing.
He should be like on the Sphere doing some weird thing.
I'm good with this.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
I don't have any more MMA news, but I have something weird. So hang on. So I saw this post earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I saw Limp Bizkit yesterday and was shocked to learn that Fred Durst looks like this now.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's a wig. I hope it's a wig because I thought he was bald the last time I saw him.
I don't know.
Thought he had a beard.
I'm not sure, but he has a beard, and there's video of him doing that. But I don't.
It could be real. Could be real hair. It's confusing, and also, I didn't know here's still a thing. I didn't know the LIMP biscuit was still fucking rocking it.
Oh yeah, they're still out there doing their thing.
Good for them.
Selling out arenas.
Longevity is important.
With every song, it says it's Slim Biscuit.
You got to know it
every time.
It's right.
Yeah.
Jake Paul has a punching machine. Did you see this thing? Oh, I should probably share a little sound. Yeah. This guy's fucking head on it. How fun would this be?
It's pretty genius, actually.
Unfortunately, that guy can't punch for a shit worth of shit.
500.
Yeah, good luck.
Why do people always stand sideways? It's just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Strange. And then I saw there's a woman. She got a new jiu-jitsu technique she's working on. Pull this up. We'll share a little sound. This is UFC strawweight Vanessa Demopoulos. She's trying to triangle herself. She's gonna get it. She got it.
Really, really flexible.
Almost. Yeah.
Wow.
That's fun. That's a cool party trick.
That's impressive.
And I just got a couple more things before Knowledge. Little tweet of the week.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah. This happened at the fight. Knee to the pussy.
Ooh, ouch.
Molly, Meatball Molly. Took one for the team. KO of the week. Might have seen this one a little while ago, but we'll play this again. Give me a little sound. And there we go. It's like, how do you like them apples?
Oh, man.
Like apples, you know.
Yep.
Break that, reverse it.
Yep. He got up because he wanted more.
Yeah, it's like backyard shit, you know. And then right into Knowledge. What do you got for Knowledge?
Well, I was telling you before we started that I saw Twisters this week with the family. So if you're a fan of the, I don't know, 90s movie. Twister, right? I think Bill Paxton's in that or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a new one, and it's pretty fun. There's like a lot of action. The tornadoes are kind of scary because they like with the surround sound and everything, you're just like, oh my God. Right. But I highly recommend, it's a good summer flick. Big fan. And you know, the main character is that blonde dude that's everywhere now. I forgot what his name is, but he's short and everywhere. So
he's coming to your town. Watch
these
out.
These actors are not tall. That's the funny part. Cause he's in there in the movie, and the lead actress, I looked this up, like she's like 5'2" and he's only a little taller than her. But
wow. It's like Joe Rogan size.
Yeah, totally. I think he's 5'6". So
there you
go. The actor.
And also I saw the new Deadpool movie, and I think it was the best one out of the three.
Nice.
So much action and so many cameos in there. It's hard to keep track of what's happening.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And I got two other things for Knowledge. One of them's Olympic related. What the hell did they do to beach volleyball, Ingo?
Oh man. Exactly.
The ladies are wearing pants.
They killed it.
So there's no reason to watch that.
Unwatchable.
Yeah. What's the point? What is the fucking point?
Right.
And we'll close it on, you know, the Olympics are still in Paris and someone's doing magic in Paris. So we'll send it out on this one. There's some music playing in the background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is cool.
So I don't know how she does these things, but, you know.
What the hell? That's pretty
magic.
Funny.
Eiffel Tower magic. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
That's pretty cool.
On that note, shut it down.
You always find the cool shit. I need like a different feed. I never have the cool shit on my feeds.
It's hard.
Maybe I'm not cool.
It's crazy. You are. You're
cooler than me. You always find weird cool shit. Alrighty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle White.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.